The firm Timothy worked for loomed high upon the 15th floor of a 30-story building, an ostentatious high-rise perched in the crook of the river's neck. It afforded its workers the most glorious views of the city. For 20 years, he'd sat at the same desk and watched the skyline grow from a cluster of modest office blocks to a majestic citadel of glass and concrete. Someone out there made all that, he'd think. Someone out there dared to dream. Out beyond the neon fringes of the city lay the forsaken wasteland of Bennett's Docks, where the warehouses of the manufacturing era lay in empty ruins. Once a thriving industrial hub, it now formed a foreboding no man's land between the suburbs and the newly minted central business district. For some reason, the city had outgrown its connection to the docks, the way one might outgrow a lover. Perhaps the old docks were considered too grim, too ugly, too forlorn to imagine living in. It was, as yet, unfathomable to look at those cement carcasses and think of home.